Hey there, hey, and welcome to this Tuesday pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is Tuesday, the day after Monday, the day before hump day, and pretty much the beginning of the week. It was a good day. Not too long, not too bad. Worked out. Sort of, kind of. Looking forward to going to the gym tomorrow. Healthy is definitely important. Also looking forward to a weekend of resting and a weekend of napping. Taking that into consideration, I do think that today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. Today is a day for you to recognize that in breaking news, it looks like Donald Trump is going to win Super Tuesday for the Republican Party. In other news, I have some good news. Sometimes when you don't think God is listening and you don't think anybody can hear you crying out for help.
When you talk about the economy in this environment politically, how do you see it?
You know, for me, the election is about big government, big spending.
He can't hear you. You are being heard, and you're not being ignored. I think when you're in the middle of something that's not fun and difficult, or you're experiencing a bad experience, whether it's at your job with a family member, where you live, where you go to church, where you shop, right? And you can tell people are being very malicious and disrespectful and condescending and just the most horrible actions possible. Sometimes, instead of becoming emotional or mad or angry or any of these things, allow life to play out. And sometimes things happen that we don't expect. And that's the great part of life. I had an amazing vacation. I'm so happy that I took time and that I got to spend it with my husband, and we got to spend it with our family. It was an amazing vacation. I'm so happy we had that time together, and I'm definitely looking forward to whenever the next one is too. I think the next one is my birthday. Well, no, I think it's April. Taking into consideration that, you know, life is what you make it. Why don't we start saying to ourselves, yes, we can fight evil. Yes, we can trust that there is something bigger and beyond us. Yes, we can know that even though we don't think we're being heard, we are. Yes, we can decide we want to pick up a new hobby, watch a new TV show, learn how to cook something we've never cooked before. Maybe try a different music that we've ever listened to before. Maybe we want to listen to more Christian music. Maybe we want to listen to more choir music. Maybe we even want to listen to Christmas music when it's July. Maybe we want to watch like things we've never seen before. Maybe there's a lot of things that we want to do. And instead of us saying how we can't get to that, maybe we should say how we can. Because you can change your mind. You can do things differently. You can learn something new. You can travel. You can have kids at an early age, at an older age. And you can give your heart to others and be willing to trust them beyond yourself. Yes, you can. Following the yes, you can is the never give up. What I was just talking to you about, when you don't think you're being heard, where you think that the thing that you're asking for is being ignored, right? Now, see, I am a Christian. I trust in Jesus Christ. I'm a Catholic. I love my parish. I love my community. I love our God. When I bend on my knee on Sundays and I sing in the choir and I volunteer and I pour my soul into our church the way I'm supposed to, I know I'm doing something right. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that gets to experience that. There's many others, millions maybe even billions of people around the world that are experiencing that because they believe in something too. Honestly, I think that we can't give up on ourselves. And life has a tendency of giving you what you don't expect when you give up on something.
When we talk about increases for Trump, you may be talking about some people like that who love his gangster style and his...
I'm talking about prosperity. Hold on, you can't promise them higher or more wealth or get their votes. Nobody's promising that.
Instead, I mean, if you're watching the State of the Union later this week, you'll hear that we didn't have a recession and there was a lot of talk among the experts...
I think that we have to do a better job of holding through and being strong in difficult situations. Sometimes we are presented with things that we're not accustomed to or we're not familiar with, and that can feel weird and odd and uncomfortable and just really irritating. Sometimes you can get bad news at the doctor's office, or maybe you didn't do good on that exam you took at school, or maybe you decide you want to change your major, maybe you hate your roommate and the dorm you live in, maybe you're an adult and you have a job and you're not too sure about this job you're working at, you know, it doesn't really match up with what you thought it was going to be, maybe your living situation isn't working out the way you wanted to because you thought you were ready to buy a house, but the economy is not matching up to what you actually wanted to do, maybe there's a lot of things going on. Regardless of everything going on, we need to find a way to say to ourselves, I'm not going to give up on myself or anyone I love. Because if I give up, that's just too easy. I'm going to fight. I'm going to persevere through the difficulty. And I'm going to get to the sunshine, even if it's raining. No, I'm going to fight for the men and women that fight for me every day because I'm an American or I'm whatever nationality it is. I'm going to believe in something because somebody believes in me. Yes. And I'm not going to say sorry about that. Moving on from the never give up is... Why not today? I think that why not today is the idea that you're not putting your life on a back burner. It's the idea that you're getting done your chores or your hobbies while you can get them done. You're not waiting forever to change the wallpaper in the kitchen. You're not waiting forever to get a stove fixed or call to get the dishwasher looked at. If the washing machine is not working correctly in the basement, you probably have to have somebody come fix it, or maybe you need a new one. Your car is not working correctly, you probably need a mechanic. Why are we putting those things on the back burner, right? If you're not satisfied with what you're doing at school or your job or your family, why are we putting these things on back burner? Chores and hobbies and things like that, like going to the grocery store, going to Target, getting things done, getting things completed, that's not going to wait for us. If we don't do it, we're going to lose out. And that's it. So don't put your life on a back burner. Put your life on a front burner. Get things done when you can get them done. Don't say you're going to do it tomorrow. Do it today if you have the time available to do it with. That's it. Moving on from that, let's get to the headlines of nobody allowed, anyway. Donald Trump is talking right now, so I might periodically be silent because I want to listen to him. But 100% he beat Nikki Haley, 81.8% to 15%. I have been saying it for weeks, if not months, that Donald Trump was going to win Super Tuesday. And I don't understand how anyone else was disagreeing with me. I think it's important to recognize where the United States is right now. Now, I know people live in other countries around the world, but let's be completely honest about this. I'm going to say other things too. The United States is the one country that's different from the other ones. Now, I said that, and that doesn't mean that the United States is better than any other country. It just means it's different. I think that the people that have the microphone for the majority of the time are pretenders and grifters. I think that they want to lie to people and tell them that they're going to give them things that they shouldn't get. I think they want to use the idea of a welfare state to attract illegal aliens in. And this is not newcomers. These people are taking over the United States of America, and they are not Americans. How would you feel if somebody came into your country and did that? You can't do the stuff that they do in America and any other country around the world, because the penalty is something like death or imprisonment. So it is so important that we don't lie about these things. I am a believer that the United States gets too far involved with wars in other countries and tries to do things that they don't have the ability to do. I think that the United States of America needs to set a new precedent by sort of minding their business and understanding where they stand. I think it's important to recognize that Russia does have a lot of power, and so does China. But it's also important to recognize that we can't distance ourselves from that. We have to fight, right, in America and all around the world for our freedom, for our ability to have a voice, to say things that people don't necessarily agree with. We need to fight. Now, I know it could be easy to sit here and insult Donald Trump or talk about the fact that he has all these ridiculous cases against him. But come on, man. How many other presidents did weird shit when they were presidents? Nothing happened to them. Why are they attacking Donald Trump like this? Why are they acting like he's not going to beat Nikki Haley? Why are they even acting like they're not? He's not going to beat Biden, who can't talk, walk, or speak. He can't even ride a bike without tripping. He's lost. He doesn't know where he is. And he just looks like an incompetent fool. And it doesn't have anything to do with his age. He's just not there. Some people just aren't there. And I think we need to recognize that. I'm tired of listening to people attack Trump on Fox News and any other platform. I was listening to them, you know, get ready to call the race on Fox. And there's some Juan guy, this man that comes on Fox News that they allow to talk, and he's some sort of Democratic idiot, just like the rest of them that are on Fox. They're primarily very stupid, and it's sad. I think that these people are clearly in denial when it comes to the Democratic Party and Democratic policies, and they're not looking at the people. When countries disconnect themselves from reality and people, and they're like Cuba and Venezuela and all these shitty countries that don't have any money, and I'm not trying to insult the people there, I'm insulting the politics of the country, okay? Not the people that live there, because I'm all for the people everywhere. I see the beauty in life and the color and of the eyes and the hair and the textures and the sounds and the voices and the laughter of the children, of the community, the importance of everything. I understand that, whether it's in Puerto Rico, Venezuela, China, Korea, Istanbul, wherever it is, the importance that we have children grow and conquer. And I think we need to be aware of the fact that if we don't fight, there's not going to be anything left of this world. We have to stop placating into this green energy bullshit, and we have to call these liars out for who they are. The reason why Nikki Haley lost like this, and she's in a bloodbath of failure tonight, is because she ignored the people. And when you ignore the people and you're supposed to be somebody, a part of a party, you don't have a party. It's not that simple. You have to understand everybody's views. And I'm not opposed to listening to Democrats. For the most part, I can't stand hearing what they have to say because it's just nonsense to me. But I can understand why they're mad about Donald Trump. I can see why they don't like the fact that he might have sent some tweets out that they did not like. But what I cannot understand is why you would want a government where a man lies and placates to his power for his children and his grandchildren to scheme trillions of dollars and convince millions of Americans that we should be in a war in Ukraine that's already lost to Russia. How did we get to that point? Why haven't we helped out Israel the way that they need help? Why are we playing? What is going on? Why aren't we calling out the bad guys? Why is Gavin Newsom kissing the ass of G? Why are the Chinese buying up all this land in America? Why is nobody talking about that? Why aren't we talking about the fact that our system is rigged, right? Earlier, or the other day, I told you yesterday I was listening to What's Her Name talk about the fact that our data might be turned off by Russia. I feel like that's something that we kind of really need to talk about. What are we going to do in America? Or what are you going to do if you're in another country and they turn yours off? What are you going to do? What's the option? What's the alternative? Everything that we primarily do is on an electronic device. So where is it going to leave us? Everything is electronic. Where do you think it's going to leave us? I don't know. But I can tell you, I don't know if there's a plan. I think that listening to Donald Trump right now reminds me of why I voted for him originally in 2016. I was upset, right? I was voting Democratic, I think, before that. I think I voted for Obama. I think that might have been my first election. I can't remember. God. Or maybe Trump was? I don't remember. But I remember being tired of politics. And I just thought it would be so cool if Trump, from You're Fired, could be the president. And I said earlier on, the reason he's going to win is because he's not a politician. And people are tired of politicians lying to them, scheming, and just being dishonest motherfuckers, because that's what they are. I mean, I live in a state where the guy that was the governor of my state took money from the state so he could get a damn hot tub put in his house. And I'm pretty sure the guy that's in the seat now is even worse than he was. But these people aren't willing to admit who they are. Yet they want to chastise Donald Trump and Republicans and conservatives and Christians. You're attacking me because I believe in Jesus Christ and I go to church every Sunday. So people that don't believe in something want to make you feel bad about that. That's just horrible. What are the qualifications for lawyers? Because watching this Fannie Willis thing with her boyfriend Nathan and even the divorce lawyer that they had on last week, how do these people have law degrees? How do they pass law school? And what kind of law school did they go to if they're making mistakes like this, where the guy texts the defense attorney and he's going to pretend like he doesn't know what she's talking about? But there's evidence. There is the text messages printed on the pages that he is pretending he doesn't know exists. How far can this go? What are the requirements to be a lawyer? Now, I know you have to pass the bar and a lot of work goes into it. But I'm seriously thinking, if all this work goes into being a lawyer, why are these people so willing to not do what's required so they can lose their license? Do they not understand the qualifications that they're supposed to abide by? And why are they so willing to not follow rules? We allow judges to misuse their power, and we need to stop that. Like, the fucking person in Colorado being mad that the Supreme Court said that, no, Trump is going to be on the ballot, and then making all these claims, needs to shut the fuck up. But we need to be careful about thinking that we actually won that case, because Amy, Tony, whatever the fuck her name is, they left a clause in there that could still potentially not help Trump or any other president. I do believe that presidents should have immunity, even if I don't like them. Because in order for us to move forward and move on, we cannot do what they're doing to him now. We cannot continue to do this, because this is not American and this is not how we should act. Now, a part of me wants to just give a lot of middle fingers and be like, F you, F you, F you, because I'm just tired of this and it's just becoming repetitive and annoying. But I also understand that America has values. Now, I don't agree with anything democratically, because obviously I'm a Republican and I'm a conservative and I'm a Catholic. And I am the religion that does get attacked. And I do show up to parish every week. And I do witness the way they attack us. And it's not nice. But I will tell you this. If we are going to be successful in saving the world, we got to call out these judges, man. How is it that that person in Colorado had the audacity to make some fucking words after and say that they don't agree with it? Well, it doesn't matter what you agree with. It was 9-0. And I know that Amy Coney Barrett left a window in there for people to get in and misuse that too. But I'm hopeful that when Trump gets the win here and becomes the president again, we see some more Republicans in those positions, especially the Supreme Court and other courts too, and we get more of an appropriate view of the United States. Dems have no options. Like, I definitely don't think Michelle Obama is going to run. And as much as people want to say that Gavin Newsom is going to run, have you seen California? If he did that to California, what do you think he's going to do to the United States of America? And finally, Nikki won't stop, but I feel like she's going to stop after today, because she lost. She's a loser in every way, every regard, but she's been holding on to this idea that she's another option for Americans. But bitch, nobody wants to vote for you, because the only people that were showing up were Democrats that don't want to vote for Biden, and those people are going to go right back to Biden when it comes to voting season. So it's not that they didn't want to vote for Biden, is that they're having a thought and they're disagreeing with him. But don't for one second think that you're going to replace Biden, and like, when it comes to an election, people are actually thinking you're going to win, because you're not. So dear Nikki Haley, you're a loser, you lost. I don't think that President Trump should give you any shot in hell of running anything in the Republican Party. And I don't think Fox News is correct having people on saying that we need to have an open party and we need to bring her in. I'm fully aware that Donald Trump needs to attract unaffiliated, independent, and Democrats to come over to the Republican side. I'm aware of that. But I'm not okay with us allowing her to get back in the fold after everything she's fucking said. She's a traitor to the United States of America. She's a traitor to the American people. She's a traitor to the army and the servicemen and women of this country. And she's a lying bitch. And I don't care what she says. And I meant to say what I just said. And the reason I'm saying cuss words and I'm calling her out of her name is because that's who she is. Misusing her power, misusing her representation. And you would have thought she would have said things differently, since she's actually a part of the Republican Party. But she's not part of the Republican Party. She's just a sit-in for the Democrats. You know who she probably needs to go sit with? Why doesn't she go find Bernie Sanders? Why doesn't she go find all the other Republican women that don't want to be Republicans anymore? Because they don't like Trump. Because they don't like his tone. Well, guess what? Nobody cares. Nikki, you're a loser. Moving on from the politics, let's get to the main part of the conversation. And in the background, you can hear Trump. So if you want to hear somebody entertaining, listen to him in the background. Recognizing your fierce soul. There's going to be people that are going to try to bring you down, mock you, tell you every way you're not good. And you just got to understand who you are deep within your blood and your bones and your soul and not give them any time of the day. We were born bright. So when people try to darken your brightness and try to make you cave from who you are, find a way to move past them and around them. Why can't you be happy? Well, you can be happy. And if anybody's trying to make you not happy, ignore them. Getting older, there's nothing wrong with getting older. I think as we get older, we get wiser and smarter. And I think that that's a great thing. Hindsight. I feel like hindsight is understanding that things are happening for a reason and we can't control things and we shouldn't want to. Reading new books. I don't even know what the new book is right now. I did so bad last month. I got to finish one book, start another, and then start another. We'll see what happens. And humble starts. Meaning, if you're starting something, find a way to be humble in the beginning of the situation instead of overconfident and really narcissistic and just unbearable. Find a way to be humble in that beginning stage. That's the main part of the conversation. Be fierce. Be the star. Be happy. Get old. And read a new book. Let's get to watching things. No Good Deed, maybe. Skipping the Marvel movie because it's whack as hell and it did not do good in the box office. Bad Batch, that looks good on Disney Plus. Life Below Zero, I feel like that's like a documentary about like a cold like town or something. I don't know if I want to live in Life Below Zero. I find it interesting, so I might end up watching that because I like those kind of shows, like those like documentaries and stuff. So I think I might try it. We'll see what happens. Will there be a Spider-Woman?
Former President Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago, a softly delivered speech, but he hit the main themes that he's hit on the...
I think that at some point they'll make a Spider-Woman. Hopefully it matches up with the comic books. I was in this comic book store over the last week or something, and I saw the Spider-Woman series 1 and 2, and I wanted to get it, but the series 2 was like $40, so I was like, pass. I'm gonna have to go on eBay on my comic book search and find it there. It's probably cheaper than that comic book store we were in. Obviously, you know I'm a comic book girl. I collect comic books. I read them. I'm really enthusiast. I love Harley. I love DC. That's really my niche. I'm a DC girl forever and ever and ever. I also am going to start recollecting Titans. I got to look at the editions that I have and see what numbers that I have. I got so many Titans. I really got an amazing deal on my comics a couple of years ago, and I bought like a big batch of them. I think I'm going to start doing that again instead of maybe directly just buying them from the store. But we'll see what happens. I do think that a Spider-Woman would be interesting if they had the Spider-Woman directly connected to the actual, like, comic book variation of Spider-Woman. I think that's the reason why I love Harley Quinn so much. I think her actual character correlates so well to her bad variation, and that's why I love her. And I know others will say that I'm weird because I believe in somebody that's basically insane, even though she's like a psychologist or something. But I think that's the beauty of Harley Quinn and Joker and all those bad characters. They weren't necessarily always bad. They steered in a bad direction because of something that happened to them. And I think that's what's so intriguing about Detective Comics and just comic books in general. You're reading the story of a character, and the character comes to life in the pages, and the pages are the life. They are the story. And I think if they're able to do that in movies like they were before, then more people show up at the theaters. I'm hopeful if they do a Spider-Woman, they don't do like a woke Spider-Woman. Can we just do a normal character from a comic book and leave it at that? I think when they do all the woke stuff, they ruin everything. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Spider-Woman, but I'm hopeful that it'll be good. Fingers crossed. It was the would that be like straight up DC, or would that come from like Disney? How would they do that? Would that be like that Spider-Man that was like Marvel and it wasn't connected to anything? It just said Marvel. I don't know. I'd have to do more research. Moon Knight season 2. Did you like that show? Did you guys watch that on Disney Plus? That's the question. I thought it was interesting. Skip really didn't like it. I don't know. I don't know if there'll be a season 2, but I think I'd watch it. And finally, do you think there'll be a new Wolverine? I don't know. I think the last Hugh Grant was a great Wolverine. I don't really know who they're going to place him with. But there's probably some young actor that could probably do a great job. I don't know if they should do another Wolverine. Like, how many different ways can they have the story of Wolverine? I feel like when they start making these movies over and over and over again, they're really testing the waters here. Because if you're a comic book nerd like me, and you've listened to the comics, and you've watched these movies over and over and over again, you've basically seen all the Wolverine, all the X-Men stuff. You're probably hoping that they do something different, but not that they completely, like, destroy it. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what's going on with Wolverine, but I'd be interested to see if they could create a new character. I'd be interested to see that. I'm still hopeful that they'll come out with a new James Bond too, because it just, I don't know why they need to make James Bond a woman, and I don't know why she needs to be black. The idea and the storyline behind James Bond is a white man, and it has been that since the beginning of James Bond, and now we want to change that. I don't know why. Now, I'm not trying to come off as a racist person, and I'm not trying to come off as a woman that doesn't like, that's like not for women, because I believe in women rights and all that stuff. But I also think that a story is a story, and I like reading books. And based off what I can find from reading books, I have to tell you that I don't get it. Pass. Moving on from that. Honey barbecue crockpot meatball. Sounds bomb and I want to try it. Buffalo chicken casserole. So basically you do buffalo chicken, you add cheese and heavy cream. And I guess you could put it over rice or something. I wouldn't really put a carb with this. I would just do what I just said. See if you like it. Try it. Big Mac salad. To your point, Brett, the Haley supporters, I think she probably needs to reach out. But if you're the one that wins, you reach out. Keto crockpot spicy chicken. Maybe. Keto bagels. I try it. And finally, easy chicken paella. That, my friends, is the end of this Tuesday pod. Thank you for tuning in to Born to Be a Star. Congratulations, Donald Trump. You are the winner of Super Tuesday, and you are likely the winner of the Republican caucus entirely. Cannot wait to become the president of the United States of America so you can save the rest of the world after that. And the rest of the world after that, we're not going to forget you. We're coming to save you. You matter too. We're all in this together. We are all a different variation of gray. Together, you, me, us, they, them, we are going to save the world because we are the light in the darkness. And guess what? In the darkness, I can see one thing. You. Together, we are going to make a difference and we are going to make a change. We are going to be the change. We're going to see our light. We're going to see our fierce souls. We are going to change it all together. Recognize your star power and be your star power. Be that light. Don't let anybody steal that from you. So, I'll see you tomorrow on hump day. I'm trying to go to the gym, but we'll see what happens. Thank you for being a star wherever you are. And have an amazing rest of your Tuesday. And never forget your light. Never give in to the darkness. We are stars. We are today, tomorrow, yesterday, the beginning, the middle, the end. We are infinity and beyond because we were there when it all began. We are light. And I'll see you tomorrow. Same place, same time. Thank you for being a star wherever you are. Bye.